This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. This is swarm season, the time of year when bees reproduce and find new places to build hives. While a new neighborhood beehive can be stressful for homeowners, it's an exciting time for beekeepers. Reporting for Harvest Public Media, Annie Corrigan tagged along on a swarm chase.
What I learned is that you have to be ready to go at a moment's notice. When a swarm is announced on the Bee Town Bee Club Facebook page in Bloomington, Indiana, beekeepers race to call dibs. It's a rough time for bees. Beekeepers nationwide report losing as much as a third of their colonies each year in recent years, prompting concerns that the vital pollinators are under threat. On a Thursday evening, Kara Crothy posted pictures of the swarm in her backyard.
And I thought it was like pollen flying off the trees. I looked closer and realized they were honeybees, like the whole backyard. In fact, I texted the neighbor to tell her to take her kids inside because I didn't know what was going on.
By Friday morning, it was Crothy, me, and beekeeper Jill Stowers looking up at a cluster of bees in a tree about 12 feet off the ground. Stowers left work this morning in the hopes of capturing the wild bees. She says, don't worry, swarming bees are calm.
Because they're not defending a hive. Like, they don't have a huge honey store they're defending. They don't have babies and pollen. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you're just in clothes.
I am just in clothes. I was at the office.
We're waiting on a neighbor to bring a ladder over.
And I'm pretty sure we can lean it against the branch that the colony is not on. And then I will put a box underneath that swarm and shake the bees down into it and then put a lid on.
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Nothing could go wrong.
Really, that's what we're going to do?
That is what we're going to do.
Beekeepers like Stowers are always on the hunt for new colonies. The more healthy bees they raise, the more honey beekeepers harvest, and the more local plants get pollinated. Snagging these wild bees would be a money saver, if she can catch them. It's important that she gets the queen in the box, or the colony will just fly away.
They are swarming right now.
The buzzing crescendoed, and that tight cluster from the tree evaporated into a haze around the backyard. Yellow drops of goo were falling from the sky.
It's raining bees right now.
Are they like pollen?
Are they pollinating on us?
Bee poop.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Greg Hunt is a professor at Purdue University and a honeybee specialist. To understand why bees swarm, you have to understand how bees reproduce. There's usually just one queen per hive, but when worker bees get mixed up and start creating extra queen cells, there are too many queens for one hive. The old queen leaves in search of a new home. It's time to swarm.
It was particularly warm in the Midwest, and this makes the bees build up their colony strength faster.
As most of the bees cluster in a tree or on a fence post, the scouts fly off to find good spots for the colony to set up shop.
These scouts, they come back and they do the waggle dance, the famous dance that bees do that tell each other where flowers are. Well, they also dance to tell where the new hive should be, and once they're all dancing for the same place, then it's kind of a democratic decision, and they all get excited and fly off.
Hunt says swarming is a good thing for bees. It indicates they came from a healthy colony, and if all goes well, the swarm will become a new colony. They just have to make it through the winter.
All right, can we go out front and see if we can spot where they go?
Our bees flew from the backyard. Stowers, Crothy, and I follow the swarm out front. They're gone. They're totally gone.
They are completely gone. And they're going well past that tree. You can still see the kind of blurry haze in the sky past there. No bees for me today. Yet. You have pollen on your nose.
Yeah. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Annie Corrigan.
That story was produced by Earth Eats, a weekly public radio program about food and sustainable agriculture from Indiana Public Media.